Welcome to Devon Insights in Vision magazine. This is the autumn 2022 edition, issue 32. My name's Graham Flynn and I'm the Chief Executive of Devon Insight. And before we start, I just want to remind you about what to do with the pouch once you've listened to your newsletter. When you've finished listening to the newsletter, please place the USB stick back in the pouch. Reverse the address card in the front pocket of the pouch and place the pouch in any postbox. There is no need to pay any return postage. This service is free. Please remember that the print, digital and audio versions of our newsletter are all free to you, but that doesn't mean they don't have a cost. There are printing costs, production costs, and the USB stick and the pouches also cost us quite a bit of money. So please return it as soon as possible. Now, this edition is a special one because we've included a supplement. And this supplement is purely about the cost of living. So I'm going to read the cost of living guide first, and then we'll proceed with the rest of the magazine. Chapter 2. Devon Insight's Cost of Living Guide. Helping you live through the energy crisis this winter. Okay, here's the introduction from myself. Welcome to this special cost of living supplement of InVision magazine. Fuel costs are one of the main reasons UK inflation, the rate at which prices increase, is over 10%. This is higher than any point in the last 40 years. Many people are expected to face fuel poverty when a household has to spend a high proportion of its income on energy bills. Consumer expert Martin Lewis recently said that the situation with energy bills is a national crisis on a scale of the COVID pandemic. A recent survey by the comparison site YouSwitch suggested many people are falling behind on energy payments, with total debt owed 3 times higher than in September last year. The Devon Insight Cost of Living Guide is our way of bringing together some information that could help you save some money in the coming months. The guide contains some top tips for saving energy, where to get help with your energy bills, the priority services register, and accessible smart meters. I sincerely hope there is something in this guide that will help you save some money this winter. Now, the first section is called Top Tips for Saving Energy. Whether you're a homeowner, a private or social renter, a student, or live with your parents, there are many things you can do to save energy, lower your bills, and reduce your carbon footprint. Top tips include the following. Use radiator thermostats to set the temperature of each individual room, other than where your main thermostat is. This could save you almost 6% of your energy. Plugging drafts could save 2% of your energy bill. Using a slow cooker, microwave or toaster is cheaper than your oven. To take the example of a jacket potato, a microwave uses 25% of the energy it takes to cook it in the oven. Just cutting a minute off your shower time could save you £75 a year in energy bills, and a further £105 a year in water bills if you have a meter. That's £180 a year for an average 4-person household. Don't boil more water than you need in your kettle. This could save you £8 a year. You could even buy a smaller kettle or 1-cup water boiler, around £35, so you aren't tempted to overfill. Rather than boiling water on the hob, it's quicker and more energy efficient to use the kettle to boil the water and pour it into the pan on the hob. Turning down your thermostat by just a single degree can save as much as £60 per year, and you probably won't feel the difference, but do make sure you are warm enough. Install reflective panels behind your radiators so less warmth gets lost through the wall. Buy a new boiler insulation jacket with a recommended thickness of 75 millimetres to help keep your water hotter for longer and reduce your energy bills. This should cost you about £25, but it could save you upwards of £100 and £150 a year. Use eco mode on appliances where possible, for example on your dishwasher or washing machine. Fill your dishwasher up. According to the Energy Saving Trust, reducing your dishwasher use by just one run a week could save £14 annually. If you have a chimney, use chimney balloons to stop cold drafts getting into your home. Don't overcharge your mobile phone. Repeatedly charging your phone to 100% actually depletes the battery life over time. Arrange your room to let natural light in through the windows, and use mirrors to reflect the light to help keep rooms bright. Clean dirty windows, both on the inside and outside. Dirt can block up to 10% of natural sunlight. If the sun only warms some rooms, leave internal doors open and let the warm air circulate through your home. Submitting regular readings to your energy supplier to make sure you are only paying for the energy you use. Avoid using the tumble dryer. You could potentially save £60 a year if you never use it. Swap to Turkish-style hammam towels that are much quicker to wash and dry if you use a tumble dryer. These can cost around £8 to £10. Use energy-efficient light bulbs like LEDs or compact fluorescents rather than the commonly used incandescent types. LEDs in particular use a quarter of the energy of incandescents and can last up to 25 times longer. Now, some advice about help with your energy bills. Energy Bills Support Scheme. The government are giving every household in England, Scotland and Wales £400 off their electricity bill. You don't need to do anything to get the money, and you won't have to pay it back. The £400 will be automatically added to your energy account over 6 months, starting from October 2022. If you have a repayment meter, the £400 will be added to your meter, or you will be given vouchers. The government will confirm how much you'll get nearer the time. Other support. Cold weather payments. Cold weather payments are a £25 payment for every 7 days of very cold weather between November and March. Cost of living payments. Cost of living payments are for anyone receiving low income benefits, not tax credits. The first payment of £326 was made between the 14th of July and the end of July 2022. There are plans to ramp up publicity in order to reduce the potential for confusion, and communications have started via radio adverts and poster campaigns for this particular payment. The Household Support Fund. The Household Support Fund is a funding package to help vulnerable households this winter. Each council will decide how to use this money, and some are making payments automatically to residents on certain benefits. However, other councils may require you to provide evidence of your income. To apply, you must be over 16 years of age, and some councils insist that you must be over 18. Single applicants can also apply. You don't need to be living with a partner or children to receive the grant. Contact your local council for advice and help on accessing the fund. If you need help finding the telephone number for your local council, give us a call at Devon Insight on the helpline number. And now some information about the Priority Services Register. Joining the Priority Services Register entitles you to a range of free services. All large gas and electricity companies offer a range of free services to their most vulnerable customers. Joining the Priority Services Register entitles you to the following services: a gas appliance and installation safety check, if everyone in the home is eligible; quarterly meter readings; help in moving a meter if it is in an inconvenient position; a personal password system for gas and electricity staff to use every time they call at a person's home to confirm they are genuine; help if they are having difficulty in using certain appliances; bills sent to a friend or family member on their behalf; bills supplied in different formats, such as large print or braille, by cassette or in a different language. Western Power Distribution also offers support to those who register as a priority and provides the following: a dedicated and direct number you can call during a power cut to get straight through to them; to agree on a password with you before a home visit so you know that you can trust the person at the door; provide special help through the British Red Cross if you need it; keep you up to date on any planned interruptions to your power supply; stay in touch with you during an unplowed power cut, including advice on how long it will last. Some energy companies offer extra services to residents. Most energy companies require you to be on their Priority Services Register before offering reduced bills for vulnerable customers, otherwise known as a social tariff. Now here's something a bit different: the 10-minute benefits checker. Up to 7 million people are missing out on state help, so don't assume you are not eligible. Use the online Money Saving Expert 10-minute benefits checker to make sure you're getting the government support for heating bills you're entitled to, as benefits claimants are getting extra help. If you are eligible for one of the means-tested benefits, not only will you get extra cash coming in, you should also qualify for the second cost of living support payment of £325 due in the autumn. If your direct debit for energy has increased unnecessarily, check and challenge your payments. In a recent energy direct debit survey, a quarter of those who were in credit and on the price cap saw their direct debit double. This may not have been needed, as the cap went up by just 54% in April. While there are legitimate reasons for above average hikes, for example, if you've been using more energy, but if you think yours has been unfairly increased, you have the right to challenge it. So, if you have access to the internet and want to access the 10-minute benefit check, please visit the following website: www.moneysavingexpert.com. That address again: www.moneysavingexpert.com. Now, the final part of our guide is about assistive technology and accessible smart meters. As energy prices increase, being able to see how much power you're using in real time could help you save money and save energy too. Anyone with sight loss can now ask their energy supplier for a free, accessible, in-home display. AIHD. Free, accessible, in-home display. This is the name for a new easy-to-see smart meter. So, what exactly is a smart meter? Smart meters allow you to see how much energy is being used and where, so that you can take steps to reduce your consumption. They also tell your energy company how much gas and electricity you're using, so you don't need to provide them meter readings, and your bills are based on actual rather than estimated meter readings. Energy UK, the trade association for the UK energy industry, and GEO, a leading energy technology business, have worked with the RNIB to develop the accessible in-home display, which is much easier to see. The accessible in-home display has the following accessibility features: a text-to-speech function for screen navigation, an adjustable volume for the text-to-speech function, 6 large printed buttons with tactile feedback that confirms the button has been pressed. There are 3 coloured LED lights for indicating electricity usage. There are LED push buttons to replay speech, a large crisp typeface. The display screen has high contrast colour, optimised for sight loss and colour blindness. Contact your energy supplier to discuss the options available to you, as not every home can have a smart meter installed. Your supplier will be able to provide further information on smart meters, including the accessible in-home display. If your supplier contacts you about installing a smart meter, tell them that you need the accessible option. Okay. You can find more top tips on the Devon Insight website at www.devoninsight.org.uk. That website address again is www.devoninsight.org.uk. And obviously, if you need any of this information in a printed form, we can send it to you. So that's the end of our guide. Just a reminder that if you need any help from Devon Insight at all, you can call us on our helpline, which is registered with the Helplines Partnership. The helpline number is 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. We aim to have the helpline open between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Monday to Friday. So that concludes the end of our cost of living guide, and I'll now resume with the standard newsletter. Okay, this is the autumn 2022 issue 32 edition of InVision, the magazine of Devon Insight, your local sight loss charity. The print edition has a front cover image of an elderly gentleman with a mug of tea in one hand and a bill for his energy in the other. And he's obviously looking a bit concerned. I've already read the fuel guide to you, the cost of living guide. And also on the front cover, there is a branded emblem from Marks and Spencer's Opticians, which says free voucher inside. For those of you receiving the audio version of this newsletter through the post, this voucher for a free sight test and hearing test will be in your envelope. More about that in a minute. Chief Executive Officers, welcome. Well, this is me, Graham Flynn, Chief Executive Officer of Devon Insight. Welcome to the autumn edition of InVision magazine. It seems a little strange writing the introduction to our autumn edition when we are enduring the hottest summer since 1976 and much of the country is in drought conditions. With extreme weather conditions, the ongoing conflict in Ukraine, the ongoing COVID threat and huge inflation, it's a very worrying time for us all. Therefore, much of this edition of InVision magazine is given over to our comprehensive cost of living guide. This guide has been designed to help you live through the energy crisis this winter. I'd like to thank Judy Pride for pulling this information together. This year's National Eye Health Week will take place from the 19th to the 25th of September, promoting the importance of good eye health and the need for regular eye tests for all. This includes those of you with long-term sight conditions. We are therefore very grateful for M&S Opticians who have provided us with a free eye test and hearing test voucher for you to use or share with your family and friends. This voucher can be used at Exeter, Torbay, and Plymouth branches of M&S Opticians before the end of the year. Please see the terms and conditions on the voucher. Finally, after 9 years of badgering the NHS, I finally have some fantastic news regarding appointment letters. More about that in a moment. Onwards and upwards, Graham. Chapter 4, Supporting You, an Overview of Our Services. Devon Insight offers a range of holistic services for anyone affected by sight loss across Devon. We can provide support to people who are blind or partially sighted, their families, friends, and carers. Information, Advice, and Guidance Service. We are committed to providing accurate and impartial information, advice and guidance. You can access our comprehensive information resources through our helpline. Our website is available at www.devoninsight.org.uk. This magazine is available free in a range of accessible formats, large print, digital, via email, and in audio. Independent Living Service. We work with you to identify the equipment, support, and training that will help you maintain your independence and live life to the full. We undertake this valuable work in partnership with health and social care and the voluntary sector. We have a unique partnership arrangement with Sight and Sound, the UK's leading provider of equipment, software and services for people who are blind and partially sighted. Health and Wellbeing Services. Our health and wellbeing service aims to help keep you physically and mentally fit and safe in your home. We can help you make some healthy lifestyle choices such as smoking cessation, or arrange a free home safety check with the Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service. We can also provide emotional support and, in some cases, formal counselling. For fun, friendship and really useful information about living life with low vision, you can join our free telephone-based chit-chat calls every Wednesday at 10:30 a.m. Our telephone speaker events take place monthly with speakers from across the sight loss sector. I'll run through the schedule of events and joining instructions shortly. The last area of work we undertake is influencing change. We believe that it is important that people who are blind or partially sighted, their family and carers have voice in the development of sight loss services and other community services across Devon. We therefore provide a sight loss forum and other ways for you to influence change. Now please remember, for accessing anything to do with Devon Insight and our services, for more information, ring the helpline. The helpline number is 01392 876 666, and I'll give you that number again at the end of the newsletter. Chapter 5, Keeping You Connected, our events calendar for the rest of 2022. Now, just a reminder here about our telephone-based services. That's the chit-chat calls and the monthly speaker events. These can be accessed by ringing the following telephone number. So when you want to join one of these events, you can call us on 0808 169 7930. That number again, 0808 169 7930. Calls from your home telephone number or mobile are free. So I'll read through the schedule now of what we've got coming up. You just dial in and then you'll hear an announcement from Meetup Call saying that you're about to join our telephone service. With all of our telephone-based services, you do not need to say anything if you don't want to. We obviously invite you to participate, but if you just want to listen, that's absolutely fine. So let's run through the schedule for September right through to November. So the first thing to say is that our telephone chit-chat calls take place every Wednesday at 10:30 on the telephone number I've just given you. They are fun and friendly. They're really useful for gathering information about living life with little or no sight. So that's every Wednesday. Now, here's a telephone speaker event which is taking place on Tuesday, the 13th of September. Our guest speaker is Paul Bradford. Now, Paul is a Devon Insight trustee, a long-standing trustee, and also an optometrist. So that means that he runs an optician's, a high street optician's. Paul is going to talk about getting the best out of your optician. And I'm also hoping that we can talk a little bit about his role as a trustee. So that's on Tuesday, the 13th of September. You call the telephone number that I've given you at 10:30 a.m. to join the call, which will last an hour. On Tuesday, the 11th of October, we have another speaker event, and that's about glaucoma support. It starts at 10:30 a.m. Our guest speaker is Robin Asprey, the Development Manager at Glaucoma UK. And Robin covers the southern parts of England. So just dial in at 10:30 on Tuesday, the 11th of October for glaucoma support. Now, on Tuesday, the 18th of October, we have a technology drop-in event. That's where you get to see us for real, not over the phone, in Honiton. The event starts at 10 a.m. and concludes at 2 p.m. at the Beehive. Now, the Beehive will be known to many of you who live in that area. The Beehive is in Dowell Street, Honiton, EX14 1LZ. That's 1 Lima Zulu. The Beehive we've used for many years. There's car parking there, very accessible. Come along with your technology questions, whether you want to make better use of your mobile phone, tablet, or to try out some popular daily living equipment. This event is run in partnership with Sight and Sound Technology Limited. If you'd like to come along, please give us a call. Call the helpline and we will book you in for a consultation with Tony Shrub from Sight and Sound, just so that we can manage expectations. So give us a call to book your consultation at the technology drop-in event in Honiton on Tuesday, the 18th of October. Just ring the helpline. Now, on Friday, the 28th of October, we have Devon Insight's 97th annual general meeting starting at 10 a.m. Sadly, we've had to take the decision again this year to conduct this meeting virtually over the internet through Zoom. I realise this makes it difficult for some of you to attend, but it's just about economy, accessibility, COVID, which is likely to increase again. We just took the decision at the board meeting that we want to keep everybody safe. Now, If you would like to become a voting member and participate in our postal vote, so that's selecting the trustees and agreeing with their recommendations, hopefully about who we use as auditors, etc., you can call the helpline and we'll make you a voting member and you'll receive the voting forms through the post in advance of this meeting. Now, we are tentatively planning to hold a large event next October, so that will be in 2023, probably in Exeter, where we'll be able to meet face to face again, and we'll just got to keep people safe. Okay, the next speaker event is an introduction to My Sighted Guide. This is going to be held on Tuesday, the 8th of November. That's Tuesday, the 8th of November, and My Sighted Guide. Now, My Sighted Guide is a mobility service provided by Guide Dogs. And it's really important for people who, for partners, for friends who are going to help you navigate outside. So a really good piece of work. All of my team are trained in being sighted guides. So our guest speaker is Danielle Fletcher, a community development officer with Guide Dogs. Let me just stress here that Guide Dogs offer more services than just the services involving dogs. So that's on Tuesday, the 8th of November. I think if there was one piece of training I would want friends and family to undertake, it would be My Sighted Guide. Very useful, particularly for building confidence for them. Okay, Wednesday, the 23rd of November, we have another technology drop-in event. Now, this is an interesting one. This is at Jasmine House, 1 Midvale Road in Paignton. Now, this technology event is being held in partnership with Torbay Social Club for the blind and visually impaired. And also Sight and Sound Technology will be joining us. Now, what we've done is I'm a guest for Graham Leach, who's the chair of Torbay Social Club. So I'll be talking to the group at 2 o'clock. But between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m., we will be having a technology event at Jasmine House. So come along and meet with us and have a look at the technology. And if you're not a member of the Torbay Social Club, come and meet Graham and the others, and their meeting starts at 2 o'clock. So that's two things happening on the same day, but at the same venue. If you would like more information about this or to book any spaces for anything, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 6. Keeping You Informed, News Desk. Now, in the magazine, I've illustrated this article with a photograph of Big Ben with a Union flag fluttering on a flagpole. Devon in Sight supports national campaigns. Devon in Sight is supporting two national petitions, which will be submitted to the government by the National Federation of the Blind of the UK. That's the NFB UK. The first is to challenge proposed changes to the staffing at railway stations and on railway services across the UK, which would see the closure of some ticket offices, reduce staff, and removing guards on trains. The impact on this on travellers using the assisted travel scheme is potentially huge. The second petition challenges changes to new and existing bus stops to introduce more cycle lanes. This may force passengers to cross a cycle lane to get onto the bus. We know how important being able to travel safely is to our clients, and although we are not aware of any changes to our bus stops in Devon, those clients who travel by train rely on help at our railway stations. Now, Devon in Sight is committed to making the world a better place for people with sight loss, so participating in these campaigns is really important for us. Now, a bit of information about our technology drop-in events. Our free technology drop-in events held in Exeter, Newton Abbot and Torrington have been a huge success, so we've decided to continue our tour of the county. If you have any questions about how to make better use of your own mobile phone, tablet or computer, or want to know what equipment might help with day-to-day living, drop in and meet our team and our assistive technology partner, Sight and Sound Technology, who are the largest provider of low vision equipment in the country. Please let us know if you would like to attend so we can book a consultation for you. Future technology drop-in events. They're going to be held on Tuesday the 18th of October at the Beehive, Dowell Street, Honiton, EX141LZ. That venue again is the Beehive, Dowell Street, Honiton, EX141LZ. That's between 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. on Tuesday the 18th of October. The next one is the painting event I was just talking about. That's on Wednesday the 23rd of November between 10 and 2 at Jasmine House in Paignton. We are currently planning further technology events in South Malton, Kingsbridge, Tavistock, Tiverton and Exeter during 2023. For information about any of these events, please give us a call on the helpline. You know the number, 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. Chapter 7, Assistive Technology Feature, Introducing the Oxite Onyx Glasses. Now, firstly, I must just remind you about our disclaimer. Devon Insight does not endorse or recommend any product or service. However, we do like to keep you informed about innovation. So that's why we've included this particular product. Our recent assistive technology drop-in events have been a perfect opportunity for our clients to experience the latest assistive technology thanks to our partnership with Sight and Sound Limited. The Oxite Onyx Central Vision Loss Smart Glasses offer the perfect balance between wearability, usability, and functionality. The most advanced smart glasses ever made, they can be used straight out of the box. The smart glasses were designed by Stephen Hicks, University of Oxford Research Fellow in Neuroscience and Visual Prosthetics, Nuffield Department of Clinical Neurosciences, and co-founder of Oxite. Very impressive. Designed for any occasion, the smart glasses can offer constant use by attaching the arms and support band, which is ideal for activities such as watching TV. For occasional use, a lanyard is supplied, meaning you can easily reach the device to look closely at an object or a piece of text, such as when you're cooking from a recipe. It's also discreet enough to tuck away in a bag or pocket and use on demand. For example, to read a menu in a restaurant. How does Oxite Onyx work? These smart glasses work by capturing an image with the inbuilt camera, processing and enhancing it using the onboard computer, and displaying it on bright, colour-rich OLED screens within the smart glasses. This image is then visible to the part of the eye with suitable remaining vision. Users have found that the Oxite Onyx led to improved ability to read and identify text, improved ability to recognise faces, improved TV and screen watching, improved readability of mobile phone screens, increased independence across a range of daily tasks, and better low vision. Now, I must just stress that this piece of equipment has been designed for people with central vision loss. So for most of our customers, that's people with age-related macular degeneration. Now, the Oxite Onyx can be seen at our technology drop-in events and by appointment with Sight and Sound. So for any information about assistive technology, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 8, Assistive Technology Case Study. Oxite Onyx glasses. Now, this feature has quite a powerful photograph in the print version. And it's Devon & Sight's Judy Pride with her hand on the shoulder of one of our clients, a gentleman. And he's got the Oxite glasses hanging round his neck and his hand clamped over his face and is visibly moved. Here's the story. Every now and again, the team at Devon & Sight experience an event which reminds us why we are so committed to serving people in Devon with sight loss. It was made even more powerful when the moment was captured on video. Alan, a client from North Devon, attended our technology event in Torrington to see if there was any equipment that could help him with his sight loss. His wife Jenny had dropped him off and went shopping in the town. Alan has age-related macular degeneration, which is an eye condition resulting in the loss of central vision. Tony Shrub, our partner from Sight and Sound Technology, was there demonstrating some of the latest technology, which included the Oxite Onyx glasses. Alan asked if he could try them on, not expecting them to work. When he put the glasses on, he was amazed. For the first time in a long time, he could see detail and colour. He noticed that Devon & Sight staff member Judy Pride was wearing a pearl necklace, and that Jenny Benham, our office manager, was wearing orange nail varnish. We gave him a book to write in, and he was able to write his name and see what he had written. Tony from Sight and Sound took him outside, and he was able to see the time on the town clock. He called his wife from his mobile and asked her to come along as there was something he wanted to show her. When she sat down opposite him, he put the glasses on and said, "I like your bracelet." She was amazed that he could see her face, rings, and her bracelet. After some tears from us all, Alan ordered the glasses and said he was going to enjoy watching the football again. Alan said, "You don't know how much being able to see detail and colour means to me. It's going to make such a massive difference to my life." Since taking delivery of his Oxite Onyx glasses, Alan has watched his favourite football team play on the television, and he was so impressed that he's packed the glasses for his holiday in France. So, if you'd like more information about assistive technology, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 9. Accessing talking newspapers. Many talking newspapers and magazines, including Devon & Sight's Envision magazine, can now be listened to on your smartphone through the British Wireless for the Blind app. You can download the app on Android or Apple by searching for the Talking Newspaper app. Once downloaded, open the app and follow these instructions. You will need to confirm that you are prevented from reading print because you have a disability. Then confirm that you are using the app because of sight loss. Select the Southwest region. Then select either your local talking newspaper or Devon & Sight. This will then play the latest edition of your chosen talking newspaper or Envision magazine. We would like to thank David Beard from British Wireless for the Blind and Ian Southwell for their support in setting up this new service for us. Now, many talking newspapers and Envision magazine can now be listened to on an Alexa smart speaker through the Talking Newspaper skill. Smart speakers are becoming more and more popular with blind and partially sighted people. Once the Alexa smart speaker is connected to the Wi-Fi and ready to go, you can enable the Talking Newspaper's skill by using the enable command, Alexa, enable talking newspapers. You then follow the prompts given by Alexa until confirmation is provided that the skill has been enabled. You can then say, "Alexa, ask Talking Newspaper for Devon Insight Talking Newspaper, or any other publication name." This will immediately play the Talking Newspaper selected. For those of you with an Alexa smart speaker, we have prepared a comprehensive self-help guide to help you set up your speaker to listen to Talking Newspapers and this magazine. For more information, give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 10, Assistive Technology, Digital Inclusion Project. Do you live in the Moreton Hampstead and Chagford areas of Devon and need help with technology? We are trialling a new service in partnership with wellbeing charity Wellmoor, W-E-L-L-M-O-O-R, Wellmoor, to offer one-to-one support with technology for those with visual impairments. Wellmoor's friendly and patient volunteers can help you become more familiar with your smartphone, laptop, or computer and show you accessibility features that can help you navigate them. Now, this trial service is only available for those people residing in Moreton Hampstead and Chagford, so get in touch early to avoid disappointment. The pilot ends in December. For more information, please give us a call on the helpline. And now for something completely different. Chapter 11, Fundraising News, Community Fundraising. Abby makes a surprise visit to Splatford. In the last edition of InVision magazine, you may recall reading about the incredible blindfold Snowdon climb. Snowdon is the highest mountain in Wales at an elevation of 1,085 metres, that's 3,560 feet above sea level, and the highest point in the British Isles outside Scottish Highlands. It is located in the Snowdonia National Park in Gwynedd. Fundraising volunteer Abby Arnold scaled the mountain in April wearing a blindfold in memory of her late friend and former Devon Insight beneficiary Chris Wells. "We were delighted that Abby and her partner Vicky dropped into the office whilst travelling through the county to say hello." Apart from raising £2,000 for Devon Insight, it is interesting to hear that the blindfold climb is now helping her in her role as a paramedic when dealing with people with little or no sight. "It was lovely to meet our inspirational fundraiser face to face for the first time." Co-op Local Community Fund Update. Devon Insight was chosen as one of the Co-op's Local Community Fund causes for 2021 to 2022. This means that until October 2022, you can support Devon Insight every time you shop at your local Co-op. All you need to do is become a Co-op member and support Devon Insight by choosing us as your local community fund project. If you have internet access, this can be done through your account. Or if you'd rather speak to someone on the phone, you can call their call centre on 0800 0686 727. That's the Co-op call centre on 0800 0686 727. We'd like to say a big thank you to all those who have chosen to support us. The fund currently stands at £982.74. If you would like some information about fundraising, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 12, Supporting Us, How You Can Help Us. Devon Insight has been providing help and support to people who are blind and partially sighted and their families for nearly 100 years. Recent quotes from clients include, I was not aware of your service, but I will be forever grateful for finding my way to Devon in Sight. Another quote, I'm very grateful for all your help and advice, and it is so reassuring to know that I can always contact Devon in Sight if I have any queries in the future. We can only continue to undertake our work with your support. Now, in the print version of the newsletter, we go through a number of ways that you can support Devon in Sight financially so that we can continue supporting people across Devon with sight loss. One of the ways is to become a friend of Devon in Sight. Our regular giving scheme, Friends of Devon in Sight, is the best way that you can support your charity during these very challenging times. Give as little or as much as you would like. This is done by setting up a monthly direct debit. You can make a one-off donation over the telephone. Just call us over the phone and we can take a card payment. Alternatively, you can make a donation by cheque. Cheques made payable to Devon in Sight and sent to the office manager, Devon in Sight, Splatford Barton, Kenford, Exeter, on EX6, 7XY, that address again, the office manager, Devon in Sight, Splatford, Barton, Kenford, Exeter, and the postcode EX6, 7XY. Now, you can make donations by bank transfer, and if you'd like details of how to do that, you can give us a call on the helpline. Finally, we would really welcome you looking at making us a beneficiary in your will. So you can leave a gift, and we've got our ultimate guide to leaving a lasting legacy to charity. And this is designed to give you an overview of the importance of making a will writing checklist, and how legacies have supported our work. So for any help or advice to make a donation or about making a will, give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 13, Influencing Change Feature, Community Champion Awards. Devon in Sight is keen to recognise outstanding customer service from an individual or business for people who are blind or partially sighted in Devon. We would like to thank those of you who have taken the time to share your positive experiences of customer service. All nominees will receive a Community Champion Certificate. So here's the first nomination, railway staff at Honiton and Exeter Central Stations. Anne Keynes would like to nominate the staff at Honiton and Exeter Railway Stations who helped her with her rail journey on Tuesday the 24th of June to attend Devon in Sight's technology event. Anne says, I hadn't booked assisted travel in advance, so got to the station early. Justin, who was working that day, helped me get the best value ticket and called ahead to Exeter Central Station to let them know that I was on my way and which seat I would be in. When the train arrived, he showed me to the train and the guard was already there to help me to my seat. When I got to Exeter, the guard collected me from my seat and took me to the door where Dave, another staff member, was waiting for me. Dave took me right to the station entrance and spotted Tess from Devon in Sight, who was waiting for me. My return journey was just as easy, and now I feel confident to travel to Exeter whenever I want. Thanks so much to Justin in Honiton and Dave in Exeter, who made this all possible. The next nomination is for Dartline. Lil Minns would like to nominate her local bus driver, Steve, who drives the Tiverton-Tidcombe circular bus route run by Dartline. Lil says he's such a lovely, caring person, and if he sees me coming up to the bus stop late again, he waits. He checks I'm sat down before pulling off and generally goes out of his way to help a less able passenger. A real star amongst public service bus drivers. Now, Amy Chadwick would like to nominate our final award, and this is to Julia Tugwell, a TUI representative from Brighton. Amy says, I phoned to book a flight to Tenerife and got through to Julia from their Brighton office. She was so kind and made sure the seats that I booked were near the front of the plane, so they would be near the toilets. She arranged advanced help with my baggage and help with getting on and off the aircraft. She was absolutely brilliant, and nothing was too much for her. She wanted to ensure my flight was made as easy as possible. If you would like to nominate someone for our Devon Insight Community Champion Award, please give us a call on the helpline. Chapter 14. Influencing Change in the Sight Loss Sector. Working with the National Health Service. So this article in the print edition is written by me, Graham Flynn, and is updating everyone about our partnership working that we're undertaking with the NHS Clinical Commissioning Group for Devon. One of the most common complaints we receive at Devon Insight is that patients struggle to read their hospital appointment letters. I have raised this issue with the NHS on many occasions over the last 9 years. I also wanted the NHS to acknowledge that many patients with sight loss have complex health issues and attend other departments for treatment. Therefore, it has been a long-term aim that all patient letters should have a 16-point message at the end about accessible information. Earlier in the year, I was invited to address the General Council of Devon's new Integrated Care Group, where I raised the issue again. It was very beneficial to have examples of appointment letters to show the council, and they also got to hear the first-hand experiences of one of our clients in the meeting. Since then, I've been working with the NHS communications team to address this important and long-standing. In early August, I received the following news from Nellie Gutman, Deputy Head of Involvement and Inclusion. She said, I'm writing to update you about the work we are doing to improve the accessibility of our patient letters, specifically for people who are attending eye appointments, but also the wider public. I am pleased to inform you that two significant changes have been made. One, all letters being sent to ophthalmology patients will now go at font size 16. That's large print. Two, we are adding a line to all patient letters in font size 16 that says, this information can be made available in alternative formats such as easy read or large print and may be available in alternative languages on request. This will include the relevant Devon Referral Support Service contact details. This is in recognition that more than just our patients requiring eye care could have visual impairments. I'd like to thank you for raising this really important issue with us, and I hope you feel assured that people with visual impairments now have a more equitable service. Well, what news? I'm sure you will agree that this is fantastic news for patients across Devon and an excellent example of collaborative working. I would like to thank those of you who responded to my request for examples of appointment letters and for sharing your stories. So what next? We are now working hard on the first draft of the Devon Sight Loss Guide with NHS England and our partners in health, social care and the voluntary sector. Whilst this publication is primarily aimed at the newly diagnosed, it will be a helpful reference guide to those of you who have been living with sight loss for many years. We'll keep you posted about how this progresses. Chapter 14, Campaign, National Eye Health Week. This year's National Eye Health Week will take place from the 19th to the 25th of September 2022, promoting the importance of good eye health and the need for regular eye tests for everyone. Vision really matters. Sight is the sense people fear losing the most, yet many of us don't know how to look after our eyes, and National Eye Health Week aims to change all that. Don't take the sight you have for granted. Take these steps to keep your eyes healthy. Visit your optician regularly. Everyone needs the regular eye tests that are part of a visit to an optician, even young children. Tests can identify conditions like glaucoma or macular degeneration that may not have any symptoms in the early stage. It's important to spot them early and to get treatment. An appointment should include talking about your personal and family medical history, vision tests to see if you're nearsighted, farsighted, have an astigmatism, or an age-related vision change. Tests can see how well your eyes work together. A field of vision test, eye pressure to check for glaucoma, and an optical OCT scan of the retina. Eat well. Good eye health starts with the food on your plate. Try to include the following in your diet: dark green leafy vegetables like kale and spinach, salmon, tuna and other oily fish, eggs, nuts, beans and other non-meat protein sources, oranges and other citrus fruits or oranges, oysters and pork. Stop smoking. Smoking can increase your chances of developing cataracts, damage your optic nerve, and macular degeneration. If you've tried to stop before, only to start again, keep trying, as the more times you try, the more likely you are to succeed. Ask your doctor for help. Protect your eyes. Sunglasses can help to protect your eyes from the sun's ultraviolet, that's UV rays. Too much UV exposure increases the chances of cataracts and macular degeneration. Choose a pair that blocks 99 to 100% of UVA and UVB rays. Wraparound lenses help protect your eyes from the side. If you wear contact lenses, some offer UV protection, but it's still a good idea to wear sunglasses for extra protection. Wear safety glasses. If you are using hazardous or airborne materials at work or at home, wear safety glasses. If you play sport that could cause injury to your eyes, wear appropriate eye protection, helmets with protective face masks, or sports goggles with polycarbonate lenses to protect your eyes. Keep active. Being physically active can improve the blood supply to your eye, your balance, and general well-being. You don't need to run a marathon to get the benefits. If you are sitting for any length of time, get up, stretch gently, and walk around. Take a daily walk outside if you can. If you play a sport, ask us how you could continue, even with some sight loss. Take part in armchair exercises, which are often included as part of TV programs. Take time away from computer screens. If you spend a long time on your computer, tablet or smartphone, make sure your glasses prescription is up to date and suitable for looking at a screen. If you suffer from eye strain, talk to your optician about computer glasses. Move the screen so your eyes are level with the top of the monitor. That lets you look straight down at the screen. Try to avoid glare from windows and lights. Use an anti-glare screen if needed. Choose a comfortable and supportive chair. Position it so that your feet are flat on the floor. If your eyes are dry, blink more or try using artificial tears. Finally, rest your eyes every 20 minutes. Look 20 foot away for 20 seconds. Get up at least every 2 hours and take a 15-minute break. Finally, share this information with friends and family to help protect their eyesight too. If you would like to learn more about National Eye Health Week, please visit the Vision Matters website. The website address is www.visionmatters.org.uk. That address again, www.visionmatters.org.uk. Now, Chapter 15. Chapter 15 is a case study called Beth's Story, and it's a good illustration of the importance of regular eye tests for us all. Beth's Story. Beth is a young woman who works in a primary school and has lived with diabetes for many years. Beth confesses, "I have not taken the best control of my diabetes and have made choices and done things to live life in that moment. I didn't like to listen to the doctors or anyone about what that could mean in the long run." Beth woke up one morning and she had no sight in one eye at all. She went to the Moorfields Hospital A&E immediately. She was told that she had detached retina and that it could also be funneled, and there was really nothing they could do to improve the sight in that eye. They would concentrate on saving the sight in the other eye. Beth had an operation to remove scarring and some extra blood vessels in the good eye, which was successful. But unfortunately, she experienced some oozing and had a layer of blood in the eye. She had a second operation to remove this, and now she has been able to go back to work. Beth has a message for everyone. You have no idea how valuable your eyesight is until you don't have it anymore, or how inaccessible the world is when you can't see and you lose your independence. Take a leaf out of my book. Don't make my mistakes and go and get your eyes checked. If I had gone to my optician when I first felt something was wrong, I may have saved my sight. Please share Beth's story with your family and friends. Around 50% of sight loss can be prevented if it's caught by your optician early enough. Make an annual appointment with your optician a regular part of your life. Now, we're delighted to enclose a free voucher in your audio pouch. This is from Marks and Spencer's Opticians. You can visit Marks and Spencer's Opticians to claim your free eye test and free hearing health check. Show the team the ticket, which has a code number on it, when you arrive for your appointment. You can call your local store or visit the optician's website to book online. The Marks and Spencer's website is m&soptitions.com. m&soptitions.com. And the and is not an ampersand, it's an A-N-D. The terms and conditions apply. This is only available for opticians in Marks and Spencer's Torbay, Plymouth and Exeter, and the offer is valid until the 31st of December 2022. May I just urge you, please, to, I know some of you are living with long-term eye conditions and have given up going to hospitals or opticians, please get your eyes tested. Opticians can pick up changes in the pathology of your eye, early warning signs of other health issues. This voucher can be also used with your family and friends, so please help them to keep healthy. Well, that concludes this edition of InVision magazine. Please remember that you can call us on the helpline Monday to Friday between 10 and 2 p.m. The number 01392 876 666. That number again, 01392 876 666. If you no longer want to receive the audio newsletters, just drop us a note in the envelope or give us a call on the helpline. Well, I hope you've enjoyed that. We'll speak again soon. This is Graham and the team at Devon Insight, your local sight loss charity.